Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina exercised some long-term and short-term memories. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. For old-timers who remember the 1977 NCAA championship game, Marquette is still a dirty word. And the Tar Heels lost to that school last season stuck in the collective craw of all UNC fans now reveling in the 95-63 NCAA Texas takedown. And while we're talking about purging bad games, the blowout of the Golden Eagles, once Warriors, certainly washed away the rancid taste of last year's first-round loss to Wisconsin. This one, however, continued to ring in the ear of Hubert Davis, whose prodding and preaching have gradually taken effect over his team's 13 wins in its last 16 games. Acknowledging that his program had developed a sort of soft reputation, Davis has recently talked about teams that don't want to fight, are willing to fight, or are looking for a fight. "I want a bunch of guys who are looking for a fight," he said, after the most lopsided outcome of an NCAA game between 8 and 9 seeds in the tournament's 84-year history. So when a frustrated opponent fell behind by double figures early and grew chippy, the Tar Heels returned the favor by making the game a one-sided brawl at the OK Corral. Caleb Love got the skirmish started with 21 points in the first half, mostly on 6 three-pointers, and Brady Manick wound up the high scorer with 28 points, including 5 long balls. And Mr. Double-Double, Amanda Bacot, had his 26th of the season, for which he is now UNC's all-time leading rebounder, 422. But two MVPs of the game may not have had gaudy stats, just lunch-pail work that did as much as anyone in delivering a first loss to UNC for Marquette's humiliated coach, Shaka Smart. Coach Davis lauded his namesake, R.J. Davis, for 12 assists to lead the team's 29 and 34 made baskets, a rather incredible ratio. And just like Leakey, Black Hill Marquette's leading scorer, Justin Lewis, scoreless in the first half on 0 for 8 shooting. Hubert said his senior shutdown specialist and one of the best defensive players in the country often goes unnoticed since there's no stat for whitewashing the man he is guarding. This almost Iron Five needs to take their fight to the next level Saturday against reigning NCAA champion Baylor, top seed in the East Region. Tough battle, but don't bet against them. This is Archansky. See ya.